I'm ready for anything.
Cool. Well, it shows. I want to thank you for taking a moment or two. And first of all, get ready to welcome you July the 13th at Lupo's Heartbreak Hotel in Providence, Rhode Island.
I'm pretty excited.
And Lupo's is a cool spot, so that'll be fun. Now, here's my thing.
You have a great radio announcer's voice, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Two-time individual World Poetry Slam champion, right?
Three if you count Europe.
I don't right now, but okay. Let's count three. Let's say three. Let's load it up. How is an event? Is there like one event that takes place where you become the champion of the event, or is it an accumulation of?
Well, first of all, Slam is a gimmick. It's a gimmick to get people excited about spoken word, and it's working, and I'm thankful for it. But it can't be denied that it's people getting up and being judged for their vulnerability and their art form. So that should be said first. I don't take it too seriously. I do feel pretty blessed to have won it twice. It's done a lot for me and my career and getting to do what I love for a living. In perspective, it really is a gimmick to get people excited about spoken word, and it just happens to be working. You gotta win at your local slam, and then they'll send a representative to the world finals.
Uh-huh.
If you win your citywide slam, they send you to the world finals.
Gotcha.
And so I think there's like 80 slots that are used, anywhere between 60 and 80 slots that are usually open. It's the best of the best from every city. They call it the world finals because they know it will evolve into that. And you know, there's folks from France who come out, and there was a guy from Japan, Canadians, usually. But it's Slam, it's such an arbitrary event that usually it doesn't attract a huge range of people from all over the world. It's mostly U.S. citizens.
And now you represent Seattle. Is that
correct?
Yeah, Team Seattle. Okay, cool.
Very, very, very proudly, actually. It's an incredible crew of people.
And you're a board of director member for, what is it, Youth Speak Seattle?
That's right.
And now what's that about? Is that a way to mentor or at least maybe facilitate a way for the young folks to get involved in a similar sort of thing?
It was actually, Youth Speaks was started by Jeff Cass in San Francisco. Jeff Cass and Mark Mamuthi Joseph and a handful of people who wanted to provide this creative outlet for the youth so that they had something to compete in that was, you know, non-physical besides speech and debate, I suppose. It was a little more lax and a little more expressive. There's Youth Speaks Milwaukee, Youth Speaks New York City, Youth Speaks Seattle, and it's branched out into a few places. It's gotten sponsorship from Russell Simmons and Def Jam, and yeah, I just happened to be part of the one in Seattle. I think I may have strayed from the point of the question, though.
You and I share someone that we've been in the same presence with. Let's talk about Nadine Czar.
Oh wow, yeah, we just did shows together she did four of the dates with me on the East Coast for the Sage Francis Tour.
Yep.
And then she just did Pomona, Los Angeles, and San Diego with us as well.
Yeah, when she was around, I had her come in and hang out in the studio a little bit. She's a nice, nice person, huh?
Yeah, I met her when I was living in my car and still networking pretty heavily. Met her at the Knitting Factory in Los Angeles.
Yeah, she actually was the person who actually turned me on to you first. A few years.
Really?
Yeah, like a year and a half back now, maybe it was.
All right.
You know, something like that. She just mentioned your name. I asked her a little more, and I wrote it down, and here we are.
Yeah. Great.
It is really great. I've been checking out some videos and things, you know, and that's, I suggest that to people to get ready for the show on the 13th, is if they're not too much aware of you or slightly aware of you, you know, go check out some audio and some video of your work. It's really mind-opening.
Thank you.
You know, wide open forehead is the way to go in with that one, with open thoughts. Now, so if, you know, even myself, I can watch the video, but not having experienced a live show, I imagine they're not going to all be the same. What is something that somebody could expect to see on the 13th? Are you going to have breakfast on stage? You're going to have a tree set up and play marbles in the trees?
No, it's nothing that, it's a great illusion of grandeur, but I pretty much come out there, it's just me and the microphone, and
yep.
There'll be a couple surprises for sure. It's usually just me hanging out with the crowd and opening up the space, yeah, just putting the good stuff out there,
yeah, right.
Vibrating a little bit and doing my thing and hopefully laughing a little bit and talking with the crowd and hanging out. I prefer to break down the fourth wall and make sure it's big me, big you, everybody's involved.
Yeah,
it feels like they're a part of the conversation, and it's not just me talking at a crowd.
Right on. And at Lupo's, you'll really be able to mingle in with the crowd very, very well.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
It'll be that one-on-one.
It was supposed to be our last show. I think they've added one in Portland, Maine.
Oh, nice. You're going to love the Portland, Maine scene.
Good.
Oh, dude. Dude, they're rebuilding her. She's beautiful. Oh.
Once we get to Portland, though, I feel like we've arrived. It's been a long one already. We've already been in the van for a month. There's seven of us packed in there. And
oh, gosh.
Air conditioner broke.
Oh.
A many, many, many hour trip traveling across the desert, baking in the van with seven of us sticking together in 109 degree weather. And well, that's a negative. There's been a lot that's happened already in a month, and we've still got another month left. So when we get to Lupus, I'll feel like I've arrived and made it.
Yeah, well, I'll bring you a tall glass of ice water for sure, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you've been doing some tours with Ani DiFranco recently. I know that's a true honor for you as well. I can imagine.
Yeah, very, very much so. As a poet, I didn't know that, you know, any of my little rock star dreams would come true, but she made that happen. And Sage is continuing to make it happen. So it's a real honor. I'm a poet. I have to keep it in perspective, too. It's not something I really expected to do. Tonight we'll be at the Fillmore in San Francisco. I didn't really expect that to happen.
Yeah, man, that's icing cake, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool. Very cool. I congratulate you on that because you're making things happen with words, and they're very, very underrated these days.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really appreciate your art, and I want to try to introduce it a little bit more to anyone who hasn't.
Good. Well, good on you.
Well, hey, man, I'm going to catch you at the show. I'm going to let people make their own decisions up. And now the best place they can find more information out about you out there in the world is...
BuddyWakefield.com.
Right on. Right there. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. G.
Oh, man, no trouble. You go have some food. Relax.
Okay, I will.
Relax and have fun at the Fillmore, man.
I will.
All right, man. Take care. And I wish you some air conditioning.
Thank you.